Holly is also going to build us up this morning.
So I just wrote this down word for word, and I'm going to do my best to get through it without crying because I'm an emotional person. A struggle that I continue to face, I shared about this a while ago, but is shame and inadequacy about my performance as a Christian. I feel like a lot of us struggle with that day to day. Did I read my Bible? Am I being the wife, spouse, mom I'm supposed to be? Am I serving with a joyful heart? All are good pursuits, but feeling condemned by my performance and having debilitating guilt for each misstep is not what the gospel teaches. My identity is not who I say I am, it's who Christ says I am. Scripture combats the lie that I have to be good enough, because the truth is I deserve failure. I deserve to pay for the consequences of my sin. But the gospel, Jesus did it all right. He lived the perfect life that I'm not capable of living myself. He saved me from the consequences of my sin, so that I am now, by the blood and resurrection of Jesus, able to stand in a state of righteousness. And that does not change based on my performance. Church, the gospel does not lead to guilt, but to repentance and turning, and depending on his Spirit to uphold you and lead you in your pursuit of him. There is no condemnation in Christ. You are his. You are his child. You are an heir to the power of the Spirit living in you. Please be encouraged today that your hope, your identity, is not based in you, but in Jesus Christ. Set your eyes on him.
Amen. That is absolutely true.